You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Okay, mompreneurs, this one's for you. Listen. In your business, social media can be such a burden, but it needs to be a tool that works for you. And the way that you treat it and the way you come at it and use it is what's going to make it that or make it a burden for you. Social media is not something that should be sucking up your time, your energy, or your family's quality of life. Social media supports me. It supports my business. It amplifies my message for me and works for me. It supports my cash flow and increasing that cash flow. Social media works for me like an employee. I do not stress about the algorithms. I do not waste time scrolling. I do not spend hours per week creating content or managing comments and messages. And you do not need to either. In this brand new social media mini course made specifically for mompreneurs, because running a business while raising a family is just a fresh level of difficult. It's different and it requires special teaching, which is why I specialize in doing business coaching specifically for mompreneurs. In this social media course for mompreneurs, you're going to learn the KLT method, how to use it as a no-brainer guide to what content to create each month in your business and when. I'll walk you through the entire thing. It's genius and simple as hell. You'll love it. How to develop your pillar content to make it easy and flawless when you are brainstorming content for your business, and my specific social media planning, filming, and editing schedule. Basically, it's one day a month. That's all it takes. One day of business hours a month. Social media content creation hacks that are absolute gold that you will not find from me anywhere else. And my favorite platforms, tips, and hacks for making social media easy. That last part that I just said is honestly worth this mini course price on its own, but everything else comes with it too. Guys, this is only $79 temporarily. We're going to talk about content creation. We're going to talk about strategy. We're going to talk about time-saving hacks. Make social media work for you. You have to simplify. If you're going to be a mom and also run a business, you have to make things work for you. You have to come at things differently. You cannot use the same old strategies that everybody else is using. You've got to be smarter. You've got to be different. Let me teach you how. $79, social media for busy mompreneurs. Go to alicasaza.com/social media right now and snag this up. Hi, love. Welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. Today, we are having a conversation with my new friend, Kelsey Smith. Kelsey is one of those people who just has a really cool story and went through like a little bit of a wake-up call and then actually did something about it, which I have mad respect for. After Kelsey had a complicated delivery of her first son, she had this realization that while she had accomplished so many, you know, goals by kind of like society standards, they just weren't goals that brought her true fulfillment. And as she woke up from her surgery, she wondered, what if something had happened? What if she hadn't woken up? What legacy, what story would she had left behind? Would her kids know like what really lit her up? What brought her joy? What was she doing? What impact was she having on the world that her kids would be able to be told about by her husband? And so she just kind of had this epiphany moment that led her to taking real action, making big strides. It was a real massive realization for her. From there, she started a business. She quit her corporate job. She launched an app. She has this incredible community everything is really called Mama Has Goals. She's got a phone app. She does events. She runs programs. She has one-on-one mentorship. She's just an incredible leader for women. She's leading them to the life of their dreams for themselves and for their family with the mission to help them find real fulfillment and accomplish goals that they actually care about. So she's just a really, really cool person. This is a very inspiring, encouraging, actionable conversation. So enjoy this conversation and stay till the end because Kelsey is such a cool, like successful action taker. I decided to ask her about her morning routine, which I know we all love talking about. So this is just a real cool conversation. Welcome Kelsey to The Purpose Show. Okay, friend, this is our first. I love it. Guys, Brian is in my office with me right now. Kelsey's here in person in Phoenix, and we are doing our first ever video podcast. I'm so like, thank you for being flexible and testing this out with us. This is so fun.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
This feels so legit. Okay. So I'm so excited to talk to you because I personally think you are such a cool human. You're like one of those women that's just a go-getter and a doer. And if something is bugging you, you fix it. Like you do something about it. And I resonate with that and respect it. So you're the creator of the Mama Has Goals app. What was it like creating an app? Like, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah, the app process, you know, so taking back really where it started is I had complications with the delivery of my first son, but I didn't find out until a whole year later. Mm. So then I had a planned surgery, came home from that. About a week later, I was sitting up working till 2 a.m., which was not out of the normal for me for my job. And then
for like a corporate job?
Yeah, I worked for a winery. And okay. I always say like a lot of that was self-inflicted. Like it wasn't necessarily that I had to be working till 2 a.m., but I wanted to do a good job and I wanted to get it done right. And I was up working and I just didn't feel right. Long story short, ended up in the ER and woke up really wondering if I hadn't made it through that, what story would I have left behind? So I sat with that for a year trying to find the right support and resources that I needed to go on my own little self-discovery journey alongside motherhood. Mm. My own identity, my own goals were so important to me and I had done a lot of really great things. I checked a lot of really great boxes, but nothing was really lighting up my soul outside of motherhood. And I wanted to find that while not sacrificing that relationship with my family. So through that journey, I just kept finding myself being like, I wish that I had an app that I could just go into and find these different resources and these different people. And my background did include some user interface design for the software in the wine industry. So I had a little bit of knowledge to be able to take that into the app creation. Mm-hmm. But truly, I went out of nowhere. I did research trying to figure out how can I create an app while in my full-time job in a budget that I wasn't like saving up or getting funding for an app.
Yeah.
And just going through that. So that was really where it came from. It was an experience. It's been super fun. But I think if anyone can take anything out of that for your own journey is just even if something seems totally off the wall, like creating an app, you can figure out how to do it in your way.
Yeah. That's so cool. Good job.
Thank
like,
you.
Dang. So when you mentioned your surgery, having complications, all of that, and you mentioned feeling like you wanted something else, like outside of motherhood. Did you at all feel like guilty about desiring that? Or did anyone make you feel guilty? Or was that just not an issue for you? Or did you work through that?
So every now and then you'll hear someone say like, you work too much or things like that.
Yeah.
I don't actually capture that much of that guilt. But where I did carry a lot of guilt was not being satisfied with my life as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I did have a lot of people that were like, you have such a beautiful home and such a beautiful family and your job's pretty good. Like, why aren't you happy? And I'd be like, I don't know. I'm just want more. I want something different. And so I sat with that for a long time and people would be like, why aren't you just happy with what you have? And what it really came to be for me was this phrase that kind of turned into an affirmation for my life was gratitude doesn't negate desire. Like mm-hmm. I was so grateful. I would wake up every morning. We have a beautiful view. I would be like, this is amazing. But I'm still desiring more. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think we're meant to evolve and desire new things in our life.
I think it's like, why are other people and why are we sometimes equating desiring the next level of our next step and more evolving with unhappiness?
Like yeah.
It's not, they're not the same thing at all.
Yeah.
So it's like to be happy,
I think we need to be growing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know a lot of stagnant people that are happy.
Exactly.
Even the most successful people I know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't even imagine like having done all this and created all this and having this much success and wealth and, you know, impact in the world. And they're like, oh yeah, the next thing I'm doing is I'm going to develop an app. I'm going to move to this other country. I want to have a child. I want to adopt. Like, they're evolving, even though there's so many levels beyond where I am. So it's like, it's all relative, I think. But really, I think that human beings are meant to evolve and meant to be growing. So if you stop, I think that is where unhappiness comes in. And maybe if someone is like saying those things to you, it may be projection.
Yeah, definitely. And I think taking it back to motherhood, it's all about the type of mom you want to be and how you want to lead by example for your kids. And for me, I want my kids to grow and evolve. I want them to try on new things. I want them to say, yo, this doesn't fit for me or this does, and be able to look at it that way. So I have to lead by example. I can't just stay where I'm at and expect my kids to consistently grow and try on new things if I'm not. So
yeah, absolutely. So you talk about the purpose of the app and how it's normalizing not only like motherhood, but leaning on other people for support. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think so often we sit in our houses, whether it's in the postpartum phase or as your kids are navigating various emotions and going through really growing up, and you're expected to know how to navigate it all. You're expected to know how to do everything in your finances, or if you want to start a business, how to do that. And that's not expected of you, but we put this on ourselves that we should know how to do all these things. So when I went through that experience myself, I was like, I need to find the right people and the right resources. And also, are they trustworthy? And I want to kind of find people out of my circle. What I noticed is so many people were like, oh, this person right down the street does this, but I live in a very concentrated place that focuses on the wine industry. I'm from Napa. And there's only so many resources outside of the wine industry in that town. And yeah, and so I see that in a lot of different stories that I hear with my communities. Maybe they live in a small town in the Midwest or anything else. So having an online platform that really organized the support that you needed, and you could go and filter and say, hey, I'm really looking for a resource on how to write a resume. Great. I'm looking for a resource on how to organize my pantry. Great. So that way you can go find what you need without being in the overwhelm of Google or Facebook groups or your neighbor down the street that thinks it's weird that you want clear boxes in your pantry, whatever it is that you have going on.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's such a good idea. I love it. So I want to go back to your motherhood and the surgery and the wake-up call and all of that, and just really kind of dive deeper into not going through the motions and creating intentionality. How did you, like, we're all about action steps in this show, and I want you to kind of give us, dive deeper and give more practicality of, like, if you feel that feeling of, like, man, like, what am I doing? Is this enough? Beyond the guilt side of it, because we covered that, but how did you even start when you had, like, a baby and, like, look at, like, you're in that season? How did you begin to do something about that? Like, what were the action steps for you?
Yeah, I think it really starts with like research and curiosity. Is you have to at least know enough about what you want to research and what you want to be curious about. And so for me, it was, what do I want to really be known for? In the sense of like, I sat after that and was like, if I had passed away, what would have been said about me to my child the rest of their life growing up? And I knew it was going to be checkboxes, and mom likes sushi and she likes to dance and she can be found like typically being positive, but it wasn't like about me and my heart as a core. And I know my husband would have tried his best, but I was like, what do I really stand for? Like, what is so important to me as a human? And when I sat with that for a while, it turned into Mama Has Goals. It doesn't have to turn into that for you. It can just be the things that you talk about at the dinner table. It can be the ways that you interact with your friends or your family going forward. So really identifying what your values are as a person and your vision statement as a human and as a family. Because if you don't know where you want to go and what you want to stand for, you can't get there.
Yeah. You're just going to end up wherever, however, because you're like reacting to life as it happens instead of having intentionality. I love it. What about, I feel like I hear a lot from women that struggle with getting their family to like share the same vision. And I know that's something that you talk about. Can you kind of dive into that for us?
Yeah. So it really you have to see where you're at. Like if you and your partner, the people you share your home with, like are going to be totally blindsided by you wanting to sit down and talk about like goals and vision, I would start like sprinkling in questions of something like, what was great about your day today? What is something that you wish would have gone better? Mm-hmm. And that's like the foundational spot to just be able to start like thinking about things differently in your household and right. in your home. But then taking that, once you guys start having open conversations about like wanting to become better humans individually and together, then saying like, hey, where do you want to be a year from now? What do you think our family would look like if we did change up our home? Or what would be like the dream vacation that we could go on? Mm. And really identify why and saying like, if you could anything, what would it be? And allowing yourself to just dream as a family, whether that's driving around a street that maybe is in a different neighborhood and saying like, what do you like about that house? Or maybe it's talking about a vacation that you saw on TV or on Instagram and seeing if that would be fun for your family, because there's no right answer. Whether you want to go camping in the woods or you want to go stay at a 5-star resort in a loft somewhere, that's great, whatever it is for you, but help dream as a family what feels good. Giving back, is there a way you as a family want to give back that you can all align on? So having just deeper conversations, I think we as a society should do a better job of that, but it starts mm-hmm. in your household and saying those deeper questions and conversations to align on your vision. And then once you get comfortable with the conversation, it's formalizing it into like a vision statement that you know the pillars of. So I couldn't recite our family vision statement to you, but I could recite the pillars of it to you, that I know what is so important to us and what we're creating. And then it comes back to every decision that we make as a family. We know it's aligned with that, whether it's me building my business or my husband building a business mm. or our kids and the decisions we make for them.
Can you share those pillars so that we have like an example?
Yeah. So the quality of family time is really important to us. So that's like a feeling. So for me, so we could get a little woo-woo and talk about human design.
Let's go. But please. No, we've literally had a human design expert on the show. Like we love it.
So I'm not an expert in it by any means. But one thing I know about my chart is I'm a non-specific manifester. And so is my husband. So our vision statement is more about the feelings yeah. that we want to create, not necessarily exactly what our house yeah. looks like and where it is and all of those things.
I'm the same. Feeling. The details I don't resonate with that. It kind of bogs me down and stops that flow yeah. of feeling how I want to feel.
But for some people, they want to know. They're like, this is the couch I want in my living room. So mm-hmm. for you, this might look a little different. But for mm-hmm. me, it's more of the feeling of knowing that we have, like I envision when my kids are older, like their friends playing in our house and me making snacks and appetizers on my beautiful island for them and setting those out. So those are some of the themes that we want to create. Now, the theme isn't the pretty island. That's the goal that we create. Yeah. The theme is having a space that I know that children can come into my home and know that they're safe and they're welcome.
It's like cultivating togetherness is yeah. really important to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you house shop, like getting mm-hmm. a kitchen that kind of is going to foster that and making little decisions about your relationship with your kids that foster that. Like I get what you're saying, bringing yeah. the feeling through all the minute decisions.
Yeah. And then so translating that into the vision statement is like being a safe place for our friends and family and anyone that we come to. So that's where we have that theme of the vision is that we are a safe place. The vision is that we create a legacy that allows our children to choose their direction, not be handed to them. Our visions include being able to have new experiences and challenge ourselves. I grew up through my transition of life with quite a bit of anxiety. So my vision and statement includes not living in fear and living on the edge of what feels good for me, which is totally not the edge for someone else, but being able to challenge myself consistently, consistent growth and evolution. Those are some of the themes that are in our vision statement, is knowing that we are always growing. We're always evolving, communication, really growing together and apart. We believe in our marriage that we should grow individually as well as together. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's more. You can send me a message on Instagram and I'll send you a copy of it.
I love it. Thank you.
Just know what your themes are for you. Like at the end of the day, so for the moms listening, an analogy I love is it's the first day of school. And your kids go into school and the teacher says, I want you to write down the top 3 to 5 values that your family stands for. What do you think your kids would say? And if you don't know what they would say, what would you want them to say? And those should really be the pillars of your family mm-hmm. and your vision statement.
Yeah, I love that. That's really helpful. Okay, I feel like I want to just get a little bit more practical with you at the end of this and just kind of dive in, because you are such an actionable person and you're such a like, you have big vision, but you back it up with like doing something about it. So I'm curious what your morning routine is.
Oh gosh. Okay. So my oldest is not even 4 yet. Mm-hmm. And
that's why I'm asking, because you're in the like the thick of the toddler years.
Yeah. So my oldest is not even 4 yet. We are also living in an Airbnb right now. So we have totally shifted our life a little bit. And so right now our morning routine is very much just like being present with each other mm-hmm. and enjoying that time. But I'm going to take you back to prior Airbnb living, which is like a little bit more tangible, where I was working full-time, over full-time. My husband's working full-time. Both kids are in care. And kind of that might apply to more people. And yeah. So,
well, I love that you have both. And yeah. It shows like flexibility and adapting to whatever season you're in. Like that's yeah. why my morning routine changes like every few months, because the seasons or whatever or what I need changes. So I think it's good. But yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. And I think you have to know who you are as a person, like what you like. So for me, I am a night owl. I would much rather work when my kids are asleep at night than in the morning. That's just not my current flow. But I always say you should have mommy only time. And whether that's first thing in the morning or late at night, you'll decide what works best for you. But that should be part of your morning routine if it's not in your evening. Okay. So for me, it's waking up and really identifying like, how do I want to feel that day? When I first started identifying that vision that I wanted to create, I couldn't really identify what I was proud of myself for already, even though I had accomplished a lot of things. So part of my morning routine was, what am I proud of myself for? And what am I grateful for today? And how do I want to show up today? And so that could be either in motherhood, in your home, in your job, for yourself. But what is like a word or a theme that you want to carry with you throughout the day? Something that I know we both align on is being a lot and being really mm-hmm. bold and big. So I have gone through various seasons where that's how I want to show up. I felt really disorganized when I started this journey. So I would say, I want to show up as an organized and on-time person today. Like mm-hmm. it could be something so simple as that, or eating good foods, however you want to kind of embody that higher version of yourself in motherhood or alongside it. And making those choices of, how do I want to show up today? And then my first thing I do is I write down my top 3 priorities for the morning. And I actually like to do this the night before, but then revisit it in the morning. If all hits the fan today, what are the 3 things that would make me feel successful? And I actually break them up into different buckets of my life. So it's 1 personally, 1 professionally, and 1 as a family.
Okay. I love that. So you do that like the night before and then you revisit it in the morning.
Yeah, just like I usually do that right after the kids have gone to bed, before I've really settled down. And then a lot of people don't agree that you should like check your email in the morning. I do.
Yeah,
I check my email first thing in the morning. So if something comes up that it shifts those priorities, I may shift them, but I still look at it and say, okay, what is my number 1 goal as a family mm-hmm. for me as a person and for my business or career or self-development professionally? Yeah.
I love that. So what time do you typically like start working? Is it different every day in this season for you?
In this season, I'm usually at my computer by 9 or 10. One thing that I'm really trying to implement is morning walks as a family. Mm-hmm. So we are shifting that some days. If I don't have anything on my calendar, instead of walking at 7 or maybe walking at 8:30.
Yeah.
So right now that's what it looks like. I mean, I used to have calls starting at 8:30 prior to this version of my life. Mm-hmm. So from that, I probably wasn't working or walking at 7 a.m., getting the kids to school is typically what that looked like, breakfast and things on the table. So it really depends, like you said, on what season of life you're in. And, you know, I'm not, it's very common for me to be up working past, you know, 1:30, 2 a.m.
Yeah, so you're not rising.
So I'm not an early riser typically, but that is something that I'm looking to shift in this next season. My kids are a little bit older. They're on a better schedule. I'm not having middle of the night feedings. And so it is a goal of mine right now to shift to, I would say I would like to be up from, my husband and I were just talking about this. We would love to have from like 6 to 7 of just us connecting, doing either our own thing, reading, coffee, whatever feels good. Then the kids get out of bed. We go for a family walk. And then we jump into the workday after that. So that's our goal of where we're going.
Yeah. But I love it because it's like adaptability, flexibility, and your morning routine, your whole day, but especially the morning is supposed to serve you where you're at. You're not supposed to be this rigid, stuck thing that you have to like, you're obligated to do to stay organized.
Yeah.
And I love that you're like moving it and shifting it around as you go.
Yeah. And I think it's just knowing like, when you're a mom, you have your own emotions and feelings to take care of as well as the humans in your life. Mm-hmm. And so if someone's having a hard day and you're having a night that's dealing with that, you may need to shift that. Same thing in the mornings, whatever that looks like, if there's a school project that's going on. So I think that you have to be adaptable, but I always bring it back to like, what are your non-negotiables? So for me, a non-negotiable is having our counters and our sink cleaned up at the end of the night. And I always say non-negotiables are 80% because that's my goal, but life happens too. And then non-negotiable that really is important to me, but I would like to happen more often is those family walks. Mm. So think about what that is for you, how you can fuel your cup and what that looks like. But make sure you're, I know you talk about this a lot, but I don't think that people realize how much their space impacts how they show up. So if you're waking up to chaos, you're not going to want to get out of bed. So allow yourself to have like a peaceful space that you wake up to.
Absolutely. I obviously agree.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it. Thank you so much, Kelsey. Tell us how we can get your app, find you, connect with you. Where's your Instagram? All that good stuff.
Yeah. So you can download the Mama Has Goals app from either App Store, wherever you're at, Apple, Google, and it's M-O-M-M-A for Mama. And just dive in there and you'll get greeted. You can jump into the different groups based off your seasonal life or interest and then into the event calendar in the filing cabinet. You can find me on Instagram as well as my podcast at Mama Has Goals, M-O-M-M-A. And send me a DM, say hi.
I love it. Thank you so much. This is, you're amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You're amazing.
Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_thatsme, or you can just search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.